Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I applaud the University of Minnesota for putting the kibosh on graduations, high school graduations, and I know there's a lot of school districts that are scrambling now, but here's the thing, my friends. The reason these schools go to the U of M is so they can have unlimited seating for friends and family. And guess what? It shouldn't be unlimited seating for friends and family. Schools should have graduations at their own. Here's the concept. Do it at your own school where the kids actually go to school. That's where graduation should happen. And if you can only limit tickets to 6 per student, then that's fine.
Oh, my gosh. What is Great Grandma Betty going
to
say?
Great Grandma Betty doesn't need to go to graduation. And she shouldn't have to sit through 3 hours of graduation. She doesn't want to do that.
It's the only thing she's living for.
Grandma Betty wants
out of the nursing home for the graduation.
First of all, we stream everything nowadays. Everybody can watch on the stream. That way, you know, you don't have to like stay quiet the whole time when your kid is last name starts with a T, and you have to sit through all the other kids you don't care about, and then you can tell everybody to shh when your little precious student walks across and gets that diploma. And you can yell and scream as much as you want, and you're not offending anybody else. We have ruined high school graduations. 100%. And part of the ruining it is moving to these big venues and where 50,000 people can show up for a high school graduation. You got cousins and friends who have no business being there. And that's not to mention just the stupidity of fights and shootings that have happened outside the University of Minnesota at graduations. So I have no problem with the University of Minnesota saying we are done with high school graduations. And I know that's causing a lot of chaos. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure this is a very unpopular opinion because I'm sure we've got a lot of family members listening. Like, how dare you say I can't go to Johnny's graduation?
Lot to unpack here. The reason that we can't have nice things is because we keep shooting each other, because we are a terrible species and humans cannot have nice things. This is the real reason that the U doesn't want these high schools there, because they've had shootings, they've had fights outside of high school graduations, because these children or whoever, or the friends of the children, the gang members of the children or the families are absolutely feral and do not know how to behave. We have become an uncivilized people. And you know what, University of Minnesota? I don't blame you one bit.
I don't either.
I wouldn't want these hoodlums on my campus either. So no, and I get it if you have to say to the high schools, clearly you guys cannot control your audiences.
Right.
So you lose privileges. That is a natural consequence of bad behavior. No problem. So I don't have an issue. All three of my children, by the way, graduated at Mariucci. They went to Hopkins And we had it at Mariucci. The first was in COVID, so it was like you had to sit in everyone got their own like
section.
Mezzanine.
Yes.
So we couldn't touch each other. Masks up. Yeah, it was fine. But, you know, people got to come because it was at Mariucci. The next two, were totally fine, but crowded and busy in the parking. But I understand if everybody wanted to come. And I am in a family where my parents are still alive in their 80s, but they wanted to come to graduation. Was it hard? Yes. Does it take Pam Green a very long time to walk across, you know, the lawn or to get into the stairs or into the bleachers?
Pulling her out of Sally's because she wants another beer before she heads in.
That, too. They can't stop drinking, even at graduation. So, like, I get it. It's a lot of things, but I do not blame the U at all.
No.
I will push back, though, that I think great Aunt Ida and her contingent from the Shalom home should be allowed to come to high school graduation if they want.
They can stream it at the Shalom home.
They might.
It's a high school graduation, and you have said this. Graduating from high school is like the most minimal accomplishment.
The bare minimum.
I mean, we love it, and I'm no less proud of Morgan and Lauren last year for graduating high school, but you're right.
It's the very least they could do.
Correct.
These children. Yeah, come on.
So save the celebrate, and that's why we have graduation parties, is to get the family together.
That's right. Okay, so
to celebrate, they don't need to be at the ceremony.
But they don't want to hear the salutatorian give a speech on what her pronouns are? That's not what they want to do?
No.
Okay, they should just be at the graduation party. I'm going to disagree. I think great Aunt Ida and, you know, Uncle Benny should hopefully get their own transportation from Shalom Home, but they should be able to come and sit. So it should be outside at the football stadium, like at the high school. That's where it should be. You know, so maybe it's not tickets. It's not this. It should be outside somewhere.
Somebody's asking, please explain the reasoning the University of Minnesota is making for having that. And I got it right here.
Wait, hold on. Because we are shooting
That's outside
of graduation.
Yeah. It said leaders decided to stop holding events on campus, which includes not only Mariucci, but Ted Mann Concert Hall, Northrop. That's all included. Because it causes too much stress over a short period of time.
Yeah.
Second paragraph, though. Safety concerns also may be a factor.
Yeah.
On May 30th, the university had to boost security measures outside after a shooting injured two people outside of Mariucci after Wyzetta's graduation.
Because these lunatics can't stop shooting each other. You know, I don't know them. They're not part of my family. We don't have gang members in my family, but somebody does. And they know they're going to be at graduation, and they're bringing guns. I don't blame the U
and
one bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm banging on the table here. I'm getting a little fired
That's
up.
Right.
Because I'm not hosting a party where people are coming to shoot each other up. I'm just not doing it.
You're wrong again, Carter. My mom's coworker's neighbor who I've never met deserves to see me graduate. No, they don't. And I know you're very, very good. Aunts, uncles, grandparents don't need to go to graduation ceremony. They can go to the party. That's... And if grandma really wants to see it, she can take the place of the younger brother or sister who I guarantee you has no interest in sitting through graduation.
That's so true.
Right? Guess what, Teddy? You get to stay home because Bernice, Grandma Bernice, is taking your spot. I guarantee you.
Get a sitter. Yeah, that's right. They want to be home, the siblings. They don't want to be there. But grandma might because it's the only thing she's got going on. And like I said, if there's a... If you get a shuttle from the Shalom home, then maybe it'll make it easier.
Anoka High School class of 96, 700 kids in my class rained out from the Anoka football field, had to be moved into the field house, limit of 4 tickets, and we liked it. We loved it. Thank you. That's what happened to South St. Paul.
Yeah.
Now get it?
Yeah.
South St. Paul is very small, less than 200 kids. But it rained last year, so they had to move it inside. And I think Morgan got, I think it was more than 4. It might have been 6 tickets. But, you know, that was plenty.
Okay, and that's the other thing about who gets tickets and who doesn't. And when you have family that's out of town, it gets tricky. Or one side is in town, but the grandma that's out of town feels slighted if they don't get the ticket. Like, it does get sticky when you have a limited amount of tickets.
And it did get sticky for us. I'm not going to get into details, but there was some concern over and
I don't want to be out of the will because, you know, Grandma Shlomo didn't get to come.
Yeah.
So I am, you like my name
Grandma
today?
Grandma Shlomo at the Shalom home.
So yeah, that I think it's a graduation. Everybody should celebrate. Again, the very least your child could do is graduate from high school. I'm less wrapped up about the tickets, but I don't blame the U at all. And I honestly, I don't know what the high schools are going to do because clearly you have some lunatics that want to do shootings.
Well, here's what they're not going to do. They're not going to have to spend, I don't know, what is it? What are they, $50,000, $25,000 to rent out one of these facilities?
Well, there you go. Maybe you could get your own private security to, you know, pat everybody down that's coming in. Because you don't want people to get shot up outside your graduation.
Right.
It's a bad look.
651-461-9226. I'm shocked at how many people are agreeing with me. I thought people would be coming at me for this. 651-461-9226. Do you agree with the U? And do you agree? Limit the tickets. We don't need extended family coming to high school graduation. 651-461-9226.
Huh. Paul says, now do we need to have the National Guard and police present to protect terrorism at graduation? Sir, I feel like we do because we're idiots.
Gosh.
We are idiots that we keep shooting at each other. And I don't know how to stop it, but the U is like, no thanks. Don't bring this riffraff onto our campus.
Or the rules inside when you get too many people, the screaming when, you know, your kid goes and your whole family's screaming.
Stop it with the screaming.
Then the kid next, who's coming up next, nobody hears that kid's name.
No.
Because nobody can follow those rules either. So limit the crowd.
Well, that's actually your best argument for crowd limitation is because of the screaming and that people can't behave themselves. Because, again, we're a terrible species and we have no rules of decorum anymore. Mm-hmm. So you're right. Like, I get cheering for your kid, but like a woo, you know, that kind of thing or yell their name, but then shut your mouth.
Yeah.
So the next person can hear.
Agree with you both. Northfield High holds their graduation outside in football stadium. Come rain or shine, it works. Over the years, we've attended both our granddaughters' graduations. Limit each family to 4 to 6 tickets. Even rain? I mean, I get that. You know, if it rains,
you don't want to be outside.
You don't want to be outside.
You don't.
Most
the bleachers
schools
are wet.
Can, you know, put them in the field house or the gym.
But then you say to Grandma, look, it's raining. We only have 4 tickets now.
You don't
sorry.
Want to mess up that bouffant.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, she went to the salon.
With the little,
yeah,
the
that's on the main level.
The
yes. She's on the main level of the facility. I mean, you know, she paid Sally a lot of money for that, the $15.
Mike is called in from Woodbury. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it is, in a way, it's good that the U of M had made an appropriate decision as to discontinue graduations if you're going to leave it to a few social misfits that are always stirring up the pot, right in the presence of other people who want to see their children, you know, graduate or whatever. But it's unfortunate that sometimes you have not just the miscreants, but other, like, extended family members, too, who at times like to invoke their politics or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, really embarrassing. And it did kind of happen to me when I graduated in the 90s, though, because I did have a few extended family members come or whatever, and then when I had been inquired as to whom do I recognize for being part of the reason why you're at the level why you graduate, because I gave credit to most of my friends, and then
there you go,
not as much credibility to my parents, so, and then some relatives out of nowhere started
thanks, Mike.
Hypocritical.
I know. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. The more important question is, how many people do we allow at the kindergarten graduation ceremony?
Right. I mean, I get that, but you want to be there because it's adorable, but that definitely needs to be limited.
I agree with Adam. Hold the graduations back in schools' football stadiums. If it rains, it rains.
Mm-hmm.
One of our kids' graduation was outside, and halfway it started to rain. Still continued with the ceremony until they had to stop on calling the names. No big deal. The kids were ready to go to their all-night party.
Yeah. Also, if you are outside and then it starts to rain, that'll make it go quick, and get those speeches in there, do your little song or whatever. The first chairs get to play their little thing and get the hell out of there.
Yeah. College graduation is more appropriate for family. That's why we host grad parties at our homes. I agree. And and colleges have it right. You know, they have so many kids at colleges that they do separate graduations for different schools. And
yeah.
I'm not saying that high schools, I mean, some high schools do have like college level enrollment. So many kids, you know, why is that?
Yeah, because it's huge.
Huge.
Ooh. It's a whole city.
And I don't know. I mean, it's good for like U.S. Bank Stadium and Target Center and Grand Casino Arena. Because I'm sure a lot of those school districts are calling those facilities right now and saying, hey, can you get us in?
Again, so I think we've solved this problem.
Okay.
Number one is stop shooting each other outside of graduations.
Yeah.
Stop starting fights. You are bad people and nobody wants to be around you. Second of all, natural consequences. The U says, sorry, we're not going to play this game. And if you can't control your population, you don't get to be here. Totally fine. And grandma will do the live streaming.
Yes.
So she gets to stay home. So we've completely solved this problem.
Good.
Can we move on to solving the problem of the government shutdown? Like, for example, can we just take all the paychecks that the lawmakers are getting and give those to food banks?
Yeah.
Could we do that? Could we fire the lawmakers immediately? I mean, these are easy fixes, right? We can manage that.
Oh, yeah.
Think we can do that?
No.
We will discuss the ideology of keeping the government shut down while their own constituents can't eat. Next.
Still another half hour in that dense fog advisory. 39 right now, the weather brought to us by Moderna. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few isolated sprinkles, nothing, no washouts, and Halloween should be fine. Halloween should be fine, excuse me. High today of 49, low tonight of 38. High tomorrow on Halloween of 47 degrees. Dries out this weekend. Temps in the low 50s by Sunday. Right now, again,
why are you saying it like that? Was there a debate?
I fall back. I always say Halloween.
Me too.
And a texture got on me yesterday. It's Halloween, not Halloween.
Oh, thank God I wasn't here. I don't have time for that.
But you're the person. See, I feel like you would be the one correcting me.
Halloween. Well, I call it Halloween. That's
I say too, Halloween.
But I understand Halloween. That it's All Hallows Eve,
yeah.
But...
Okay. You know what? There. Lighten up, Francis. That's mine. 39 cloudy skies.
So here's the thing. Let's say you get a high school graduation that has 6-ticket limit. You only have mom and dad that want to go. So that means there's 4 extra tickets. Does this mean that we can open up like a Ticketmaster or like a black market for extra tickets? So
yes.
Like Grandma Shlomo and Uncle Ida can go?
Absolutely.
Get that bread.
Yes.
Make
ticket
that money.
Secondary market. StubHub.
100%.
That was a great use of the voice message system on the Odyssey app. Did he identify himself?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Excellent program.
Great call.
Excellent idea.
Great message.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you think one thing that could unite Democrats and Republicans would be feeding people who need help, and instead they become this political pawn in this ludicrousness where we have, where we can't even say, okay, you know what? We'll fight over this other crap, but let's ensure that people who need SNAP benefits can get them. It's unconscionable that there is so much bitterness that we can't even do. And by the way, if you care more about scoring a political victory than people who need help getting food, you need to re-examine your humanity.
Or you need to get voted out. If you are playing politics to the detriment of hungry children in your district, that should not be your job. The next person who runs on, we're not going to allow the government to shut down, and if God forbid it does, I will donate my salary to food banks, or I'm going to write a bill that says at the next government shutdown, all the lawmakers have to donate their salaries or don't get paid or donate their salaries to our most needed programs. That's the person that I would vote for. Oh, by the way, also, I want term limits. So they need to propose a bill. That's two terms. And then you're out of Congress, all Congress people. This should be a non-negotiable. $73 million in federal funds was set to come to Minnesota in November for food benefits. It's not coming. We're losing it. Governor Tim Walz said the state will contribute $4 million. You know what? That's a lot less million than 73.
Yep.
And that's a lot less food for needy people. We have a real problem here. How dare these lawmakers even think they would get reelected after they let people in America, we are flush with food, we are the land of plenty, let people go hungry?
You know why? There's a very easy answer to that. Because letting people go hungry is not as much of a priority as sticking it to the other side.
Stop it. I can't believe in their hearts they believe that.
I don't even know why you're throwing this on lawmakers, because I guarantee there's plenty of people that feel the same way.
You think so?
Absolutely. That's how we are in this country. Like, we cannot give the other side a political victory. Therefore, screw them.
Well, see, I think we're an awful species, but you're just making it worse. Now we're shooting each other outside of graduations, and now we're thinking it's okay to let other people go hungry, right? Because we can't decide what Obamacare subsidies to keep and get rid of. I mean, that's really what this is about. And it's about healthcare subsidies.
And you can continue to fight over that, and just, like, bravo to the Republican senators like Josh Hawley and Katie Britt of Alabama, very conservative senators who say, you know what, let's do this. Let's just get a bill passed to keep SNAP funded. And bravo to them for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That should be our lawmakers, both Republicans, Democrats, Independents, should be able to do that and say, okay, we'll do that, and we'll still continue to fight over what we're fighting about. And the problem is, and we see texts all the time. We just got a text yesterday during Chad's show when I was on with Chad about just people saying, you know what? Why should people who are lazy and not work continue to get these benefits? Here's an idea. Go get a job. Because there's so many people out there that feel that way. That somehow the 42 million people who get these benefits, the vast majority of them, are somehow just leeches on the system.
Yeah, those people are not living in the reality of America today. They are in a very small bubble, their own, and they think that hardships don't happen, or people don't fall on hard times, or they've just been really lucky where they've had a safety net, or if they have fallen on hard times, somebody to bail them out every now and then. They've just been really lucky, or they grew up rich.
Or they bust their ass and work. I get that. But you know what? Other people also bust their ass, and
yeah.
stuff happens to those people,
yes.
and they fall on hard times.
Yes.
I mean, we just got a text right there. Or you can just get a job. I have to work. Why don't you? Don't you realize that these SNAP benefits also contain work requirements?
Yes.
And we're also talking about, out of the 42 million people we're talking about, there are also children involved there, and also elderly people involved there who've either can't work anymore, or the kids, you know, are at a home where mom or dad is trying to make ends meet and can't meet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the callousness.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody is disabled.
Right.
Or taking care of a disabled child and could use the help. There are so many other reasons. Really, there are so many other reasons why people would need SNAP benefits. But, Adam, now that we're talking about this, all right, we have a call, but then I want to ask you a question about forms of government, get your thoughts on that. But let's take our call.
That's Jason in Lakeville. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So I'm currently one of those people, I think, that you guys are talking about, where I have a job. I have a six-figure job. But certain situations have come up lately that make it very difficult for me to feed the family. We've had some issues with medical stuff. We've had insurance issues. We've had a lot of stuff coming up in the last 6 months that even though, I make a good living, $200,000 or so a year, and I'm struggling to put food on the table because of the rising costs. I don't qualify for any of the benefits, nor would I frankly apply for them. I don't feel like I need to. But considering going to a food shelf is something that I'm thinking of doing, because the situation that I've come across is without my control, and it hurts.
Jason, can you explain that for? And I appreciate you calling in and being so honest and vulnerable. But I think a lot of people would listen to that and say, are you kidding me? You make $200,000 a year and you are struggling to put food on the table. Can you explain in detail as much as you want to give as to why that is? Because I think that'll open a lot of eyes.
Yeah, so I'm the only provider for the home, which, we had a business that went under and has a lot of bills with that have to get paid. I have kids that are that have some different needs and bills associated with that. And so the taxes coming out of my check, the increased taxes, the amount of, frankly, other bills that I have to make the house run, the mortgage, the interest, frankly, all of the little, the TV bills, the cell phones, the stuff that, yes, and some of your listeners will think maybe I can just get rid of some of those things, and I've cut back. Trust me, I've cut back as much as I can. It adds up, and with every other month, this service is going up. Your medical insurance is going up 20%, which for me it's $1,500 a month or so in medical insurance. And that's through MNsure. There's all these different nickel and dimes that add up. And it's a lot.
Jason, thanks for the call.
Yes,
we appreciate that, and only the best to you.
Thank you for sharing your story. And people are saying, oh, you know, that's a lot of money. It is a lot of money.
Right.
But if you're living in a house that's $400,000 or $500,000, which is just a regular house, it's not a mansion, you know, things do add up. And we're talking about he's got multiple kids and one's with health problems. If he needs a little help with daycare, if he's also trying to save for retirement or saving for college, you know, that's money out of one person's paycheck every year. It does add up.
A lot of low prices we enjoy on food and products come at the expense of low wages. Amazon, mm-hmm. Walmart, and the military use SNAP so corporations can become richer. there are, we have heard so many stories, and we're going to be doing it in a couple of weeks with our Union Gospel Mission Radiothon about how even somebody who lives very comfortably, like as our caller Jason explained, and whether it's a medical situation and...
Or even a situation where you buy a home. Let's say both people are working. You buy a home. One person loses their job or leaves the workforce to take care of your kids. You know, all of a sudden you get in a situation where you had a mortgage that you used to be able to afford, and now you're getting a little underwater on it. You know, people make mistakes sometimes. Maybe he's in a house that's, or somebody's in a house that's a little too much for them right now, or needed a little upkeep, needed a new roof, or God knows what happened. And you get in a tough situation. I try to have empathy for everybody. If, as somebody who was sick and unexpected expenses, you know, things happen where there are unexpected expenses. And right now, not a great time to sell a house.
Yeah.
So I get it.
The Republican versus Democrat plot has always been a sham. It's rich versus poor. That's the reality. The rich have never been richer, and of course, the poor must suffer. There's a lot of truth to that.
So the question I was going to ask you, because we're having all these problems, is this why we're seeing the rise of socialism in our country? Because the rich are too rich, the poor are super poor, and there's no middle class, or the middle class like this guy, you know, is getting squeezed. He can't either afford the mortgage or, you know, to afford as much food as he would like to have for the kids. And it's almost unsustainable to live like that. Mm-hmm. Do you think that is what is enabling these communists or the democratic socialists?
Yes, I misspoke. Yep.
The socialists.
Oh, 100%. Really? Absolutely. Because that inequality is real. And finally, some people, you may disagree 100% with their angle, but their point is that's the way they're fighting that inequality.
I still disagree with. I still think it could be fought in a different way, like a wealth tax. I think there are different things. That's not socialism. That's making wealthy people pay taxes, you know, pay the taxes that they are supposed to owe, and closing down a lot of those loopholes.
Right.
Closing down those loopholes.
Wendy is called in from Andover. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Jordana had mentioned something about people getting behind on mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I help homeowners that have a foreclosure notice and they have to do a short sale on their property. And just to give you a little perspective, we had, of course, we were very busy 15 years ago during the housing crisis, and then we were not busy at all from really 2015 through 2022. But now I have 20 times as many clients as I've had any time in the last 8 years.
Wow.
And the increase started the end of about the middle of 2023. And almost all of my clients who are behind on their house payments, it all started when they weren't allowed to work. And then when they were finally allowed to work, inflation, you know, was up to 9%. And they got behind the eight ball, and then the inflation just tipped them over the edge. Banks quit working with them, you know, after a couple of years, and now they're facing the crisis. And FHA 90-day defaults are higher today, were higher in December than they were in 2008. So, yes, there's a lot of people. Yeah, credit card debt is an all-time high.
Oh, yeah.
Car payment defaults are higher than they've been. It's getting better. It's leveling off, but it's the higher percentages, in all sincerity, are in the blue states with the draconian lockdowns where people just could not get caught up again. So votes do really matter, folks. They really matter.
Mm.
Thank you for this call, Wendy. And thank you for what you do. You know, you're trying to help these people out of a bad circumstance.
I'm 70 years old. I'd like to be retired, but there's too many people that need my help now. So
yeah,
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
9:45. Darren, Craig, hang on the line. We got to take a break. We don't want to get too far behind, but more texts, more calls. We'll get to Darren and Craig after the break. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
9:49, that is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your roof with impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles, 50% off installation labor through October 31st. SNAP benefits expected to run out Saturday. We can't feed the people in need. And if you're scoring political points is your more of a priority than feeding people in need, I have a problem with that. We have callers coming in. Darren is called in from Wisconsin. Hi, Darren. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you? This morning.
Good.
It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin. I'd like to quantify my conversation here is that I did not vote for President Trump, but I just wanted to comment on the guy that makes $200,000 a year, which is two-thirds more than what my wife and I make. We're in our 60s. We own a farm. We are such a spoiled society that people think they're in need that aren't. Now, I am all for helping those that are in need, and mm-hmm. I think it's a disgrace that we can't fund these people that need SNAP. But $200,000 a year, come on. I'm out here on the farm in Wisconsin digging a post hole by hand because I don't want to spend the money on a automated post hole digger. So sometimes we just got to cut back again. We don't have Hulu. We don't have Netflix. We have regular TV. We're doing just fine at $75,000 a year between my wife and I. And I think people are just so spoiled that they don't know the difference between people in need and those that are just wanting more and overspent.
Thank you, Darren. Yep, thank you for the call. I get that sentiment. We got a lot of texts responding to our first caller about that. I don't know the specifics of that situation, though, but I get that sentiment. Craig?
And he's right.
Yeah.
We all should be cutting back more, absolutely. But, you know, when you're raising kids and you're in a situation and you get underwater, it does feel intense.
Craig is called in from Owatonna. Hi, Craig.
Good morning. I think one of the things that empowers socialism is, of course, the high cost of medical, and then again, the dissatisfaction that many of us have with medical care and medical health insurance. Another thing that I think empowers socialism is when you don't value education. And that's at an all-time low in this country right now, which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
So I think if you want to address socialism and defeat it, first of all, you've got to have good quality medical care available to people that's affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are many things we could do on that front, but that's a very long conversation, and you don't have time for that now.
Yeah, right. We could do that every day for a week.
But I think we also need to increase the value of education. In other words, let's teach young people, even in high school, how to manage money, how to budget, that there's nothing wrong with a career in the contracting or the other trades in lieu of being college educated. I have nothing against college education. I spent a career in college, and I believe it has benefited me quite well. It also has benefited all three of my kids. But I think if we value education and we teach well, socialism will be exposed for what it is. It has many weaknesses. But I also think that medical care is a big contributor to that conversation.
100%. And again, there for the grace of God go I, and until something major happens and it upends your life and you really, it opens your eyes. Craig, thanks for the call. Kevin is in Anoka. Kevin, you're next. Thanks for calling in.
The war on poverty was going absolutely great. Poverty was decreasing until the federal government got into it. The poverty level in this country has not gone down in most of 80 years. If you want a job, don't get a job. I'm sorry. If you want a job, get one. If you don't want one, don't expect other people to feed you. Ford has 60,000 openings. Walk in the door. They will train you to be a service tech. There are 50,000 empty truck driver seats. You could be making $45,000 a year in 6 weeks. End federal welfare. There's no reason for it, and there's no constitutional authority for it.
I get Kevin's sentiment, and I get your, and I know a lot of people feel that way. But just on what our last caller said, people who even are working, who are gainfully employed, who are making a good living, suddenly run into a medical situation that upends their lives, and there is a safety net. And I'm not saying no. These programs like SNAP shouldn't be in perpetuity where you just constantly get them. But I fail to believe that the 42 million Americans who are on it are simply saying, nah, I just don't want to work. I just want the benefits of it. I think the vast majority of them are people in situations outside of their control. And if we pay taxes, if the taxes we pay, the every single dollar that we pay, whether it goes to what we spend on military or this or that, do I want some of my tax dollars going to help people who have fallen on hard times? I have zero problem with that.
Have a state program. Local control is always the best. I worked on houses for almost 20 years. I've been in the hood in Minneapolis. Most of them have better clothes than I did. They had better cars than I did. Their refrigerators were full, and they had better cable packages than I did.
Okay.
And their nails were done.
Kevin, thank you.
You can nitpick what you want, what people are spending, how many haircuts are you getting a year, and you shouldn't have that also, or you shouldn't lease a car. You should be driving the old beater your dad gave you in high school.
You should pay off your car immediately, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we can judge people all we want, but the fact is people aren't perfect. Mm. Nobody's perfect. And sometimes you get into a situation where you need some help. Now a lot of us need help. These SNAP benefits are necessary for people, and you can judge them all you want, but the fact is there are going to be some hungry kids whose fault is none. They're children or they're senior citizens on a fixed income that rely on food banks. And our politicians have chosen political partisanism over saying, you know what? I surrender. I just want to help the people. And I will vote another way to get this government open. And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Texter wants to know why I'm not letting you talk.
Oh, no, I'm just listening. No, I was just listening.
Women should just sit there and listen.
And I wanted to hear the callers also. I think this is, look, Adam and I and David we're lucky. We have jobs that pay us enough money right now for the situations right. that we're in. We have health care. But we also have empathy. And I can also understand how somebody would get into trouble. Even rich people lose their money or make a bad investment, and they get into trouble. So you can't say, oh, well, you were rich at one point. Now you're screwed. It's your own fault. Well, they still need help. So a little bit of kindness mm-hmm. would go a long way to understand that we all need help sometimes.
Not, don't be so judgmental.
Yeah.
Quick takes coming up after the...
That was heavy. That was heavy. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. David, what do you want to say to that? So many thoughts. What do you want to say?
New Twins manager, coffee delivery going through the roof. We'll talk about all that in quick takes.
Coffee? How can you pay for coffee delivery?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.